This is Trevor Kars, and talk about jealousy. As we are exposed to so much of modern news, we can't help but feel jealous or envious of others and their successes and their attractive appearances, their popularity, and we get jealous of what other people have. And it's a form of insecurity and lack of self-awareness when we feel uncomfortable about what we don't have and we look at what others do. And jealousy is certainly a very unattractive trait. It's the opposite sex will look at that and say, this person isn't comfortable with who they are. This person is untrustworthy, insecure. They're heavy thinkers about what others are doing, not focused on their own lives, on improving their own lives. It certainly raises a red flag. Sometimes jealousy is warranted if there is cause. Maybe you know that there is something happening in the relationship and that person has stopped spending the time with you, they're cheating on you, or you know factually that this is the case. But if that is the case, then you should not be jealous. You should be upfront and honest and say, hey, this is what I've witnessed, and this must stop, or this must end. But if you build up these emotions internally, and that is what jealousy is, it's internal emotions that have built up over a supposed thought, it will manifest itself and it will ruin you. That is where proper communication is important, or being able to forget and move on and live your life, being able to ignore these irrational thoughts. This jealousy is irrational. We are human beings, and being irrational is a natural occurrence. It's important to overcome your jealousy by examining your thoughts and really taking a step back and saying, is this an appropriate thought? And is it necessary that I put these thoughts in a silo? Or should I be 100% open and honest and relay these thoughts? To whoever the jealousy is directed to. Look at, you know, my situations with looking at success, and I look at people with success and I don't really feel the jealousy, but I know that others would perhaps feel like they wish they could have that, and they're angry at the fact that that person has what they do not. I can see that feeling kind of build up in somebody. And for me, I maybe started off like that. I looked at being really competitive and comparing myself to others throughout university. And you may start to feel like you're competing with others as well. And that's a dangerous road to get down into. And it wasn't until after school, when I got into the work world, I realized this is my own path. I am on my own path. I'm not competing with anyone. Competing with myself. And I started to focus on just what I was doing, not looking at somebody else's success with jealousy, but looking at it with admiration and saying, you know, I could learn something from that person. They have experienced something that I have not, and that I should talk to that person and really figure out what I can do to get to their level. Another piece where jealousy is very common today is in dating and relationships. I have a more difficult time overcoming jealousy in this particular situation, as when it comes to love, I really live inside my head with those thoughts. And if I see something that's out of the blue, I start losing trust. The girlfriend goes out with a bunch of their friends, it's a secret, or I don't find out until after, or you know, the invitation for me to go is an afterthought. Then I wonder, why? Why is it that I was an afterthought? Or why is it that it wasn't communicated? And then I wonder if the trust is there. And then I start wondering if something's happening behind the scenes. But the thing is, as a man, you can never say that you think they're cheating. You cannot come to that irrational thought. However, communication is important, and perhaps opening the dialogue as you're trying to seek trust is important. Finding out why it is that the opposite sex is doing that to you. Why are they doing something that creates these emotions? And having that dialogue is important. Yet it can be uncomfortable because you're not looking to pinpoint. You're looking to build trust. You're looking to find out how to be as loving as you can and to really be in love. And if you feel like there's an insecure issue happening, and it's important to bring it up and not let it manifest into these emotions and not communicate. sometimes the relationship is just not the right one, and you must take a step back and say, hey, there should be 100% attention on the relationship, not attention on other playful pursuits. But it really depends on your level of trust of that person, whether they really truly love you. And even if they say they do, do you believe it? And it's absolutely a slippery slope when you form thoughts of jealousy. My recommendation is, if you do not feel like bringing up your thoughts, or you don't want to call out your thoughts to the important parties that are involved in your feelings of jealousy, then you must erase them from your mind, and you must get out, enjoy the world, and not let others dictate your emotions. If you're feeling sad about something, it is your task to make the effort, get out of your head, as the saying goes. Getting out of your head is critical. If you're introverted, it might be a bit of a challenge, as you're really living inside of your thoughts. Feelings of jealousy really manifest themselves in introverts. It's a tough feeling to control, unless you are really supremely confident in yourself and who you are and what you deliver. Love is one of those powerful emotions, and it can pull at your heartstrings and create feelings. Even when you think you're secure, feelings of insecurity pop up. It's human nature. You can only combat the feeling by really distracting yourself, by taking yourself out of the thoughts. Or by bringing up the thoughts. Bring up every thought. Don't let it fester, because that is damaging to a relationship. If you just let it sit and stew inside your head, you just need to do that. Cleansing your mind is critical, that you bring up these issues. That's how you kind of build trust and keep the dialogue open. Not thinking about competition, but thinking about improving yourself when it comes to thoughts of jealousy. So critical to work on yourself. Focus on your life. Don't get wrapped up in the lives of others and their accomplishments. They will continue living, regardless of what you think. They will continue enjoying life. So you may as well enjoy yours as well. Don't let jealousy slow you down. Don't let it affect your vision. Don't let it affect your ability to communicate, your ability to interact, your ability to have a relationship. Don't let that become an insecurity. Move on from it. Address it if you must. This jealousy is no feeling to have.